And Lamed Chesem and Aleph. We are up to Tanya Idach. No, we're not. Yeah, we are, but different Tanya Idach than I thought. We're at Tanya Idach, which is go across from Taisus Tay and move up four lines. Again, Lamed Chesem and Aleph, go across from Taisus Tay, move up four lines, Tanya Idach. We learned in another Braisa. Ubnei Yisrael Ochlus Haman Abom Shana. Does Klal Yisrael ate the man for 40 years? The question is, did they eat for 40 years? They ate 40 years minus 30 days. Because the man came down on Tes Vav Nisan, they left Mitzrayim at Tes Vav Nisan, and as we will see soon, they entered, and they, as we just saw yesterday, they started eating the new grain on Tes Zayin Nisan. So it's 40 years, but the man didn't come down. It's mamish 40 years since they left Mitzrayim. Right? A day after Yetzias Mitzrayim, they left and they had the man. They left. They left Mitzrayim, Tes Vav Nisan. They got the man, Tes Vav Iyar. They stopped the man. The last day of the man was Tes Vav Nisan 40 years later. But it was a 30-day, the beginning, that they didn't have man. So when the pasuk says they got 40 years, it's not accurate. It's really 40 years minus 1 month. So the Torah is not being accurate, and the Torah is accurate, right? That's the price's question. How can the Torah say they had it for 40 years? They did not.
The first 30 days didn't have it?
Right.
And how about the end?
Well, they didn't get the month coming down, but they ate the month till Tes Vav Nisan. So they had it.
Stopped
when Moshe Rabbeinu died, that we had yesterday. That Messiah and other had stopped, and then the pasuk says they started eating chadash, the new grain, on Tes Zayin Nisan. That is, right, 40 years after they left Mitzrayim. They left on Tes Vav Nisan, and the last day of the month was Tes Vav Nisan. That they ate. It's exactly 40 years. But the problem is the first 30 days, they didn't have month. So they didn't get month for 40 years. They got month for 40 years minus 30 days. Now, I agree, they didn't get mum for the last 40-some days, but they had the mum from when Moshe Rabbeinu died. They ate it. They didn't get new every day, but they had the mum. So they did eat the mum all the way up through Tes Vav Nisan. So they ate it 40 years minus 30 days. Zokti Gemara, Elalei Melach, this is the Braisa. Ugois, Shaitzio, Mimitzrayim, Tamu Behem Tamban. That the Ugois Matzos that they took along from Mitzrayim, which lasted them 30 days, had the exact time of Man, which means they had the ability to make it taste like they wanted to. That means they didn't eat Man for 40 years, but the first 30 days that they didn't have Man, they had something that was similar and compatible to Man. Rashi. The Rashi. Chaser Shloshim. They used the ugois that they took out of Mitzrayim. Used. I mean, not really used. Stapku means they were satisfied. They were full. Same idea. They used the ugois that they took out of Mitzrayim. Says they traveled from Elim and they came to Midbar Sin, which is between Elim and Sinai. It says in the 15th day of the second month, which is here. Chsib Asrei, they complained, B'shavtein Masir HaBasar, that in Mitzrayim they had meat and bread. Chsib Hinini Mamtu Lechem Lechem. And Hashem said, I'm going to give you bread tomorrow. Alma B'shisha Asim Be'ir Haman Hizchuleiret. That means we see that they started complaining on day 15, and Hashem said, I'm giving you bread tomorrow morning, which is the 16th. So that's when the month started coming down. So there was a 30-day gap between leaving Mitzrayim and the month. And there was no, and that means the man did not go for 40 years. The Gemara's answer is that the ugois that they came out of, they took out of Mitzrayim, had the taste of man, had the properties of man. Tanya Idach. We learned in another Braisa. B'shiva ba'asher me'adher meis Vaisha. Vaisha died on the seventh day of Adar. B'shiva ba'adher Nailan. And by the way, his birthday was also on Shiva Adar. Minayin Shiva Shiva Ba'adr Meis. Frek the Braisa. How do I know that Moshe Rabbeinu died on Shiva Badr? Shenema Vayamasha Moshe Eved Hashem. It says Moshe died. Luchsev, and it says afterwards, Vayivku B'nei saw as Moshe B'arvis Mayav Shloshim Yayp. That they cried for 30 days. Luchsev, then it says in the Pasuk, Vahi Akri Moshe Eved Hashem. After Moshe died, Hashem spoke to Yeshua. Luchsev, Moshe Avdi Meis, V'ata Kum Avar. Right, my servant died. Now it's time to go into Eretz Yisrael. Okay, we're following the Pesukim along. We start with the Pesukim of Chumash, tells us Moshe Rabbeinu died. It tells us the mourning period was 30 days. Then it says, afterwards Hashem spoke to Yeshua and said it's time to cross the Yarden. Then it says, Yosef, Ivru B'Karev HaMachta, Yeshua told people to go through the Machta, the Tzivu HaSa'am, I don't know if it's a Tzivu or a Tzavu or if it's Tavo Samraimar and command them, Hachinu Lachan Tzeda, prepare food. And it doesn't mean food, it means provisions. Because you're going across the Yarden in 3 days. Okay? So at this point we have 30 days of mourning. Shem says it's time to go across. Yeshua sends a message through the nation to the camp. Get ready. In 3 days we're crossing. Uksiv. They crossed the Yarden on Yud Nisan. Okay? So go back 33 days. 3 days of preparation and 30 days of Moshe's mourning. 33 days before Yud Nisan is Zayin Adar. That's how I know that Moshe Rabbeinu died on Zayin Adar. That is the source. Say, ma'am, Shloshim, Shloshim, Yavan, Levifreya. Go back 33 days backwards. That teaches us that Moshe Rabbeinu was Nifter and Zayin Adar. I lost you. He wasn't Nifter. Again, we're working backwards. We don't know when he was Nifter. We know they crossed on Yud Nisan. We know there was 3 days of preparation, and before that there was 30 days of mourning. Which is another. Exactly. Right. So how do I know that on the seventh day of Adar, Moshe is born? He said, I am turning 120 today. He said this on the day he died. I can no longer lead. Cannot go out and come. Whatever that means, Rashi has to shut the Chumash, not for now. But the bottom line is, he announced, today is my birthday. I am 120 today, and no longer can I lead. So that tells me he died on his birthday. The Pasuk is telling me he died on his birthday. Because it said he went, and he said today is my birthday, and it was the day he died. Lamech HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yoshev Malish Nesem Shul Tzadikim. I will fulfill the number of your days. So from here we learn that tzaddikim die on their birthday. Doesn't always work that way, because Anish says it's not negated that much, but that's what the Gemara is saying. So from Moshe Rabbeinu, we see the fact that he died on his birthday, that dying on a birthday is a sign that the person was a tzaddik, not that there are no tzaddikim, and that people don't die on their birthday, they're not tzaddikim. Doesn't say that. It just says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives some tzaddikim at least complete years. But Moshe Rabbeinu lived 120 complete years.
So how many wasn't tzaddik?
No. It's a teaching for others. This is not how we know Moshe Rabbeinu was a tzaddik. But the fact that the Torah bothered telling us that he died on his birthday is a teaching that tzaddikim die on their birthday. Now again, that doesn't mean all tzaddikim die on their birthday. It doesn't mean that somebody that doesn't die on their birthday is not a tzaddik. Doesn't mean that. It's a mila. It's an added attribute that a certain tzaddik can die on their birthday. End of story. That's it.
Someone who does die on their birthday.
I have no idea. It doesn't say that. It says that tzaddikim die on their birthday. Some tzaddikim will die on their birthday. It's a mila that they're zeichah to. Now, does that mean a person that dies on his birthday is automatically a tzaddik? Doesn't say that. Doesn't say that. Yes.
As been said many times before this year, I'm not going to argue on the cosmic, but It seems to me that this is one of my choice. What he said, I mean, he's quoting. It's not necessarily that it's not a statement of fact. It's like saying the house is red.
Okay, but evidence. I mean, it, again, because then it's just that don't disparage people who don't die every birthday. That's all he said.
No, I agree with that.
You know, that's what he said. That's all he said.
But Moshe Rabbeinu is the one that said, Hayom, right? He's the one that said it.
Yeah, but the Rabbeinu shall put it in the Torah. It's in the Torah. Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't decide what's in the Torah. I know Dvarim Moshe Rabbeinu said, but the Kabbalti Rabbi said that that's not what made the Torah. What made the Torah is the Rabbeinu Shem dictated to him, right? Eila Hadvarim Ashadibre Moshe. He spelled it out to him. Every letter, because some letters are out, some letters are in. It was all dictated to Moshe. What made the Torah is the Rabbeinu Shem telling him to put it in the Torah. Not that he said it. It's not that is the first four chumashim Hashem said, and the fifth one Moshe added. No. But Hashem dictated every letter of the Torah, including Eila Dvarim Ashadibre Moshe. Hashem told him to write that. And Hashem told him to write Ben Meir Be'eshim Shana Noichi Hayai. End of story. It's not in the Torah because Moshe said it. To the Torah because Hashem told him write that in the Torah. Now Moshe did say it.
I didn't know.
I don't know. You'll have to ask him. I don't know. It doesn't say. How am I supposed to know? Again, he obviously felt that he has to say it, maybe to teach this lesson, that it's a mile of a tzaddik to die on the day he was born. I don't know. I wasn't there. I didn't ask him. Maybe before I should say, maybe I wasn't there, but in a different way. Right? Again, I'm not before I should say, I don't know. I have no idea. Yes?
I would point out that did not get out of the situation. It's what he said. And the reversal was, you know, it's his heavy upper side of the story. It's one of his attributes, Emma.
Right.
It's going to be what he said.
100%. I'm not arguing that. Rashi. Dr. Rashi, they stayed in Arvis Mayav to cry. And when Yeshua was told to make them travel, they prepared provisions for 3 days. Not food. They had the man, or unless they prepared the man. Go back 33 days. In Asara the Nisan, the Esther Megibul Dadar. That's 10 of these and 23 back in other, the Mefreya, and other is a 30-day month, or at least, doesn't say, Hushivim other, Vav Yamim Avru Mimenu, right, I'm sorry, 6 days passed, V'eshim Mishloisha Arachav Tesh, other Chasiru, other is 29, on 7th, day 1 is 7, day 23 is day 29 of other, 10 in Nisan, they crossed on day 33. End of story. Now the Mashal is bothered. What's mi yayim li yayim mi chaydish li chaydish? What is the double lashon? Because Baruch Hu is memalish nesem shu tzadikim mi yayim li yayim mi chaydish li chaydish. So the Mashal says it's the day in a month and the same month. Right? So Zayin Adar, not Zayin Shvat, not Zayin thing. There's a machreinim that want to say, and I thought a cute answer. I'm only saying this because I'm saying it's a beautiful cute answer. There's a taz. It talks about what if somebody has yard site on Lamed Adar Aleph? When should this is a Taz? When should he keep the yard site if it's a regular Adar? Should he keep the yard site on Lamed Shvat or on Chav Tes Adar? When should he keep the yard site? Right? He had yard site on Lamed Adar Aleph. There is no Lamed Adar in a regular year. So when should he keep the yard site? Dr. Taz, he keeps the yard site on Lamed Shvat, which is the first day Chodesh Adar, which on a Lamed Adar Aleph is the same thing. The first day was Chodesh Adar. Compared it to Lamed Aleph, then it's Lamed Shvat. So that's one time people want to tie to me Chodesh L'Chodesh. Sometimes it's a different month. A tzaddik who was born on Lamed Adar Aleph might die on Lamed Shvat, and that will be Malish Neseyim Yayim Liyayim, because it's the first day Rosh Chodesh Adar. That's what some people want to tighten in this Gemara. That's why I'm seeking it out.
No one knows.
It doesn't make a difference. Avraham Cohen has yard site Lamed Adar Alpha. He does.
You did that?
Yeah, he has yard site Lamed Adar Alpha. We discussed the Shiloh. Come on, whenever it is, yearly. Yearly we discuss the Shiloh. It's a big machloikas. But the way we paskin is that he should keep yard site Lamed Shvat. That's how we keep paskin. Some hold Chavtes under. But most hold Lamed Shvat because it's the first day of Rosh Chodesh. When you forget the first one, you do the second one, right? Exactly. So, So what happened is, so when I saw this shot, it reminded me. That's how they learn Mechaydish Mechaydish. That sometimes not Lamed Adar. There is no Lamed Adar. So he dies on Lamed Shvat, which is the first day of Rosh Chodesh. Okay, again, I just thought.
This is my mom. What's my dad?
Don't think my advice. Okay, so I just want to recap here because this is going to be the Geya. And I want to make sure that there's a clarity here. We had three mitzvahs that are land-based that are Nayeg in Chutz Laretz. Arla we had so far is Halacha L'Moshe Mesinai. Rashi quoted the Gemara said it's Halacha. We didn't get into the details. That's to come in Mertzeshem next week. But it's Halacha L'Moshe Mesinai. Kelayim we had was a rabbinic. Rashi's told us that Kalayim is only Drabanan. Even though the Gemara said Arla Kalayim Halacha, we spoke out that Kalayim is rabbinic. And Chodosh was a Machloikas Tanoim. One Tana holds Mimai Shvei Seichem, Rabbi Lezer, expands it to the whole world. And Rabbi Shmuel argued. And Rabbi Shmuel said, Mimai Shvei Seichem means only in Eretz Yisrael. So of the three, one is Halacha L'Moshe Mesinai so far, because it's going to change in a moment. At least it's going to be a new opinion. One is Halacha L'Moshe Mesinai. One is rabbinic. And one is a machloikas. That's what we had of the three. Those were the three that we discussed. Tanya. If Shimon ben Yechai Yomer, Shalosh mitzvahs nesavu Yisrael b'knisas l'aretz. There were three mitzvahs that started when they went into Eretz Yisrael, meaning agricultural based mitzvahs. However, those three are noyig in Eretz Yisrael and in Chutz Laretz. What are they? We will find out. And logic says that they should apply. Okay, so Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai is now going to learn that there are three biblical obligations that are agricultural based mitzvahs, and it didn't start till they got into Eretz Yisrael. But it applies even out of Eretz Yisrael. Where is his source? So his source is Chadash. He agrees to Rabbi Eliezer that Moshe Seichem says that Chadash is Naik everywhere. So that's the first given. And from there he makes a Kal V'Chomer. Ma Chadash Eini Suri Yisraelim. Ma the Chadash, which is not permanent Isser. It's only us until the second day Pesach. V'Eini Suri Yisraelim. And even when Chodesh is Aser, you're allowed to have pleasure from Chodesh. You can sell Chodesh. It's an Aser to eat Chodesh. And it's not even permanent. But even while it's Aser, it's only Aser to eat. But yes, Hetili Surai, and the way Rashi learns, even on the 16th day of Nisan, sometimes you can eat in the middle of the day as soon as the Makrav the Eimer. The time of Isser is through the 16th day, and sometimes, even in the middle of that, you can eat. So there's three things by Chodesh, there's three kulas. One, it's temporary. B, it's not an Isser Ano. And three, even during the time of Isser, it can become Mutter on that last day if you back up the Eimer. So, Zayeg Bein Be'aretz Bein B'chutz La'aretz. Yet the Torah wrote, Moshe Seichem, to spread it around, even in Chutz La'aretz. Kilayim, Shisurim Yisraelim. Kili Akerem is permanently Aser. V'Yisur Nisr Hanah, and I'm not allowed to have pleasure from Kili Akerem. V'Ein Hetter L'Yisuran, and never does it become Mutter. So for sure, Ein Adin Shein Agam Ein Boaz Ein Bechutz Laretz, shouldn't it be Nayeg? Even in Eretz Yisrael and Chutz Laretz? So Zakhtar Mishmo, and Zakhtar Mishmo, I have a Kal V'Chaymer, and Kalayim is biblical. Kal V'Chaymer is biblical. Therefore, Hashem B'Yichai is adding a new sheet to here. Till now we said Kalayim is B'divrei Seifrim. Rashi said that. Now Rabbi Shmuel is saying Kalayim is a Raisa. It's derived from Kal V'Chaymer. V'hu Adin L'Ar L'Mishtayim. And the same thing is true by Arla, two of the three. Arla does not have the third one, Rashi says, Big Machlokes Rishayim, but Rashi learns that it's not Isser Arla, because after 3 years, the Isser expires. So, but, it's Isser Arla, and there's no heter to those fruits. So therefore, it's two of the three. So here's a new opinion. Rav Shimon ben Yochai's opinion that Arla, Kalayim, are Isuri Deraisa, not from Halacha L'Moshe Sinai, which is also Deraisa, but from a Kal V'Chaymer. If the Torah asks it Chadash, the Torah should ask it those two as well. What was that? Rav Moshe had a question I didn't let him ask. Yes? This is not that Kalayim. That's not agricultural based. We're talking about agricultural based Kalayim. And that is when you plant wheat and barley together with a bread. Nothing to do with Shatnas or anything else. Yes.
Arla, if it's after 3 years, it's not winter?
It is. Not that same fruit. Only the new fruit that grows.
I mean, if I had the same fruit somehow.
Yeah. Meaning if you kept it in your storage room, it would not become winter. Correct. Yes, because he learned that from Kavachemer. Kavachemer is a Deraisa. That's why I started out with the introduction. Until now, Chodesh was a Machloikas, Kalayim was a Drabonon, and Arla was a Loch Lamaish Mitzinai. Comes from Shem Mihoi, he takes the side that Chodesh is Usher, and then makes a Kavachemer, and makes the other two Usher as well. The Deraisa. Yes?
You brought up something, which is there a practice
difference
between Sinai and
Deraisa? No. Not really, no. Well, but I meant to stress is that he's learning it from a Kal V'Chaymer as opposed to a Loch L'Moshe Sinai. That's all I meant.
So what's
it? It's a different limud, that's all. He didn't have that Loch L'Moshe Sinai.
Okay, so practice is
no. Is that what? I don't know. Again, every morning this davening business is like really bad. If Shmoy, my place has to meet this, I'm trying to address this man. Be Kal V'Chaymer. The truth is, you can't give a guy malchus from a Kal V'Chaymer. We don't punish based on a Kal V'Chaymer. But we learn not halacha based on a Kal V'Chaymer. According to Shem B'Yichoy, if a guy would eat Arla and Chutzlaritz, wouldn't get malchus. Because it's a Kal V'Chaymer. Kal V'Chaymer doesn't get malchus. But you're not allowed. I don't know if you get malchus from halacha L'Moshe Sinai either. You wouldn't. So there's no practical difference in that either.
Why is it
Ain't Shemin Adin? Why? There's Machlokes with two Shitas and why Ain't Shemin Adin. Either because Kal V'Chaymer is based on human logic and you might be missing something. That's right. Because halacha we rely on our logic. On punishments we don't want to. There's a big difference. Or, the second svara is that, I forgot already what the second.
Too much.
Right. It might not be enough of a punishment. Because, for all we know, the punishment should be more severe. So we have no right to give a lesser punishment if they deserve a bigger punishment. Kal V'Chaymer might mean Arla is worse than Chodesh. It's a bigger punishment than Malchus.
We had this thing about Sreif and Schema, remember the...
There's a special limud that says that you can't kill him in the prescribed museum. Right. How to kill him. That's only by that.
No, the point I'm stressing there was that, again, I heard you loud and clear.
I know exactly, again. I heard you loud and clear, and I told you it's a special pasuk there. Yeah, he was bringing the Machlokes, which is Rashi. Shalosh mitzvahs. Kaddish Ar Leklayim, Bechnisas and Laretz, Bechrashish Arba Midbar Lezara, Bechatsu Lenatu. There was no agriculture in the Midbar. Bu Adun Shi in Hagu, a Kaddish Mefurish by Meshav, Uksavar, small holes like Rabbi Yezer, Kobakim Shatim Yashim Mashma, Bar Lubikalayim is Mikavu Chaymer, Shani Suri Israelim, a Kol Shishasa Benitin the Sivat Etzem, until at Etzem Hayay Mazem. You're allowed to cut off harvest while it's still ungrown a third. It's less than a third grown because it's an issur to cut grain before the Eimer. That's only when it gets classified as grain. Before it gets a third grown, it's not called grain yet. So you're allowed to harvest it. That's part one of that statement. And part two of the statement is umachu lebehema. You can take real chadash and feed it to your animal. It's not that you're machu shachas to the behema. Kaitzel shachas is one halacha. But the isra ktsira, right, the part that says reishis ktsirchem, is only when it's grain. When it's less than a third grown, not ktsirchem. And machu the behema is even a full grown chadash, you can feed it to an animal. No, you can pick it by hand. And even on the 16th day, the Yisra goes up. He plants wheat and grapes. Asurim makfanim loylam. They are asur forever. Asurim badno. The siv tigdash. Lashon hegdish. A lashon of forbidden. V'adin la'arlu b'shtayim. Ava arlu bo b'kavuchayim ezeh b'shnei achachas. With two proofs. Ava b'shashlishi emba. It's lacking the third. Sheini sura Yisraelim. Because it's over at the end of the third year. V'yum Yisrael nohu. V'ein leheter b'toichim e'asura. There's no heter during those 3 years.
Yeah, but maybe you need all three.
Why?
I don't know.
So the answer is you don't know. So there's no reason to need three. A kavuchaymer is a kavuchaymer. I don't need three parts to a kavuchaymer. Why can't a kavuchaymer be with two parts?
One part.
Right. But if I have three, I'll tell you three.
I was going to say, but you could...
100%.
Even if you don't even need a kavuchaymer, you just need a binyan av is
true.
Enough.
True. So, but a kavuchaymer is stronger.
What I'm trying to stress here is that it's, a binyan av is none.
Again, kavuchaymer is a stronger lima than a binyan av. Buzzer of Shimon Eimer.
I'm sorry.
We just said not.
That's probably the end of the point.
I just mentioned three sheet, two sheet. One is our local Mishnah Sinai, and one that we learned out from a Kavah Chaymer.
What was?
Okay. Blazer Reb Shimon Eimer. Blazer Reb Shimon says, Kol mitzvah shen itstavu Yisrael laretz. Any mitzvah that Klal Yisrael was commanded before they come into Eretz Yisrael, the heg is bein ba'aretz bein b'chutz la'aretz. Any mitzvah that was commanded before, right, which means non-agricultural-based mitzvahs, because there were no agricultural-based mitzvahs in the Midbar. So all mitzvahs that were commanded before, which means non-agricultural-based, is naik bein ba'aretz bein b'chutz la'aretz. La'achik z'asim la'aretz, mitzvahs that came applicable after they entered Eretz Yisrael, which are agricultural-based mitzvahs, Ain in the Heges El Abaretz, Chutz, Minashmatas Ksavim, besides the mitzvah of that the loans get canceled at the end of Shemitah, Mishiluach Avadim, and to send away an Eben Ivri at Yoivu. Sha'ava Bishin Estavu Aleim Lachik in Sassan Laretz, even though that started after they entered Eretz Yisrael, the Heges, Bein Ba'aretz, Bein Ba'chutz Laretz. Now this is a very, very difficult statement, because sending away avodim is not agricultural based, and dropping loans is not agricultural based. So why does he mean that they were only mechuyev after they entered Eretz Yisrael? These are mitzvahs that should have been in the Midbar too. The Brice is saying a statement. All mitzvahs that are non-agricultural based is in Chutz La'aretz. All mitzvahs that are agricultural based are only in Eretz Yisrael, besides two, which is shiluach avodim and hashmatas tzavim. Those two are not agricultural based. So what's the mean? What does that mean? Which is going to be the Gemara's question. Rashi. Kol mitzvah shenitzavu Yisrael lanhiga the kaidim shiichnasu la'aretz nainu chayves haguf things on your body, not on land. Bag is made by a chutz la'aretz. Chutz mashmat ha'ksavim u'lekamei paruch ha'lanamin nitzavu la'kaidim l'chayim. Why is this something that's based in Eretz Yisrael? The chayves haguf yimachutz. Now, notice the Shimon ben Elazar does not say anything about klayim. He doesn't say anything about klayim or about arlo or about chadash. So, the Mefarshim speak out that it's not pshat that Shimon ben Elazar doesn't agree that those three are asur chutz la'aretz. Sorry? Thank you. Reb Elazar ben Shimon doesn't. We had a rule. A few days, weeks ago, we had a rule that when it says kol, it doesn't have to mean all. There can be exceptions. Remember we had that? Even if it says kol mitzvahs, kol foods are good for Erev, we said two or not back on a few blot ago, that ein lemeidim in haklolos. You can't learn from a rule of kol. So this is another case of that. There are mitzvahs that you're chayiv in, even though it's agriculture-based. He didn't mean to say these are the only two. It's not true. Arla is chayiv, Kalai might be chayiv, Kadosh might. He's not talking about those three. Even though he said kol, doesn't necessarily mean kol. So he could agree that those three are asur chutz la'aretz. We don't know. He doesn't talk about it. But don't assume because he said everything besides these two, that means no other mitzvahs are dying. Not true. There can be exceptions to that everything. As we said many blot ago, that everything doesn't mean everything. Fine. Going back to here, we have a problem. The two exceptions that he listed, that he called agriculture-based, are not agriculture-based. And that is that the loans get canceled at the end of Shemitah, and that avadim have to be sent away. These are not agriculture-based. I just want to learn a simple Gemara. Prek the Gemara. Hashmatas k'savim chayves agufi. Hashmatas k'savim is not agriculture-based. It's on your body. But the Gemara Leinitzchak L'Tanya, the reason we consider it agricultural-based is because of the following price. Tanya Rebbe Eimer, Zeh Dvar HaShemitah Shamait. This is the rule of Shemitah. Drop your loans. There's a double language here. HaShemitah Shamait. Why did the Torah have to write it twice? V'shmei Shemitah Sakasa Medaber. The Torah is trying to compare two halakas of Shemitah. Acha Shemitah's karka. One is the rule that you don't plant. The Acha Shemitah's ksavim. And one is the rule that loans get canceled. There's man shatam eshamet karka. Atam eshamet ksavim. They go together. When there's halakha of Shemitah's karka, then there's halakha that the loans get canceled. There's man shiatam eshamet karka. Like Bizman Azeh. According to Rebbe, Shemitah is only rabbinic. Biblically speaking, Shemitah doesn't apply anymore. Therefore, biblically speaking, Yatim Hashem Ksavim. So Shemitah's Ksavim becomes agricultural based. Even though your loans have nothing to do with the land, but since the Torah said that Shemitah's Ksavim goes together with Shemitah's Karka, it makes Shemitah's Ksavim agricultural based. So Shimon, that even though it's agricultural based, it's not even chutz la'aretz. Even though Shemitah's Karka is not Naigin Chutz La'aretz. But Shemitah's Ksavim is Naigin Chutz La'aretz. Again, the reason he has to tell it to me is because Shemitah's Ksavim is considered agricultural based. Why is Shemitah's Ksavim considered agricultural based? The Torah put it together with the other halacha of Shemitah, which is planting. So the Torah said, don't plant on Shemitah and the loans get relinquished. The Torah tied them together. So I would think it means they're also negayah only in the same place. So Reb Shimon, and we'll find out why he says it. No, that even though they're negayah only in the same historical time, but they're not negayah only in the same historical place, in the same place. Shemitah's Karka is Eretz Yisrael. Shemitah's Ksavim, during the time there was Shemitah's Karka, is universal. That's what he's saying.
Does that apply to
I don't know.
It's
I answered you. I don't know.
But maybe I
if you want to say single tire, it's fine, but I don't know. I have no idea what to
mean. Everyone said the word coal. Everyone wrote a coal in this row, right?
No? Never says those words.
But it says something similar to that. No, I'm saying. It says coal. It says coal over there.
Real quick question.
The Torah says coal.
And my answer was to you 4 minutes ago or 2 minutes ago that I don't know. Rashi. Dr. Rashi. They were not commanded about Shemitah Tzafim before they entered Eretz Yisrael. Rashi is telling me that Rebbe's opinion is that Shemitah B'zman Hazeh is at the Rabbanah. Because with the Raisa, we have to be in Eretz Yisrael when we are with the Beit HaMikdash, whatever other halachas. It's a different halacha, I just don't want to get into it. We have to be in a time when most Klal Yisrael lived in Eretz Yisrael. That's Rashi's opinion, according to Rebbe. And therefore, today, since most Klal Yisrael doesn't live in Eretz Yisrael, it's close today, but once upon a time it was that way, clearly in the time. So therefore, there's no Yaibol, there's no Shemitah, and there's no Shemitah Tzafim. That's what it's saying. Even Bizman Habayis. The answer is, the Gemara is going to sing a pasuk. Frank the Gemara. Ve'ema b'mokim sh'ata m'shamet karka ata m'shamet k'sofim. B'mokim sh'ena ata m'shamet karka ena ata m'shamet k'sofim. Who says that it only is in the time? Maybe the Torah is saying there's no Shemitah k'sofim in Chutz La'aretz. Just like there's no Shemitah karka. Talk to Gemara. No. Talmud Reimer ki kara Shemitah l'Hashem mikol mokim. Ki kara Shemitah l'Hashem is an extra pasuk. Shemitah has been called. Why did the Torah write that? Tell me that Shemitah, that the halacha is talking about money there, but Shemitah suffer. Tell me, expand it to Chutz La'aretz. Extra pasuk, expand it to Chutz La'aretz. I'm sorry? The loans are relinquished, you don't have to pay. During the time that the Shemitah in Eretz Yisrael. It's not as there, it's rabbinic Shemitah in Eretz Yisrael. And Shemitah Tzafim is rabbinic, according to Rebbe. Now, here comes Prusbul. We're not dealing with the fact that we have a way to get around it, which is Prusbul. Rashi? Nothing. No Rashi. Doctor, you had a question? No. Okay. Doctor Gemara Weiter. Shiluah yeah, Kavadim, Chayvus HaGufi.
Was?
I don't know. I think my calendar tells me when it's Shemitah.
And it's for the idea of keeping Shemitah as far as the land is. It's relatively new.
Chatzvishol. What happened was, and I'm going to do this as quick as I can because I want to get a little further. Historically speaking, there were very few Yidden in Eretz Yisrael. For hundreds and hundreds of years. When Ramban came to Yerushalayim, he didn't find a minyan. That's how low down the community in Eretz Yisrael was, from about year 300 or 400 till about year 1500, or I'm sorry, 1300. It was come out nobody there. As Eretz Yisrael increased, still a very, very small yeshiv. The Shiloh began in the 1800s, when there was a significant community in Eretz Yisrael. And it came Shemitah, and the question became, it's us to work on Shemitah. Can you sell the land to a guy? And we paskin, at least some paskin paskin, machlokes, we paskin, if you don't live in Bnei Barak, you paskin, that Shemitah is not nayik on guy Shalim. Again, today, when you go to Eretz Yisrael Shemitah, and you shalayim, with the B'datzah Hechsher, they sell you fruit that grew in an Arab's land. In Eberach, they sell it as Kedusha Shemitah. That's the Machlokes Chazon Ish and others. The Chazon Ish was Machmer. But that's not the issue here. So, came a Zaylam. So they sent it to the Zaylam in Eretz Yisrael. And there was a huge Machlokes between Zaylam and Yisrael. And the consensus was that they could sell the land to the Arab because it was a time of famine. And it would be a shayla pekuach nefashis, so they paskened it to mutter. From there grew a group of people that said that you don't have to keep Shemitah anymore. You sell it to an Arab. If you sell it to an Arab, you don't have to keep Shemitah. The Gedolei Yisrael gave a heter for one Shemitah or possibly two. And that was a machlokes. But as the years passed on, that heter no longer existed. However, others said that heter was there then, it applies all the time. So what happened was, once Israel was founded, they decided they don't have to have every person sell his land to an Arab. Just like you go to the Rav and he sells your chametz, the government will sell all of Eretz Yisrael to an Arab. And therefore, there's no reason to keep Shemitah anymore. Israel is owned by an Arab. That was the heter that they took. Again, they took it from a heter that was given at one point, either for one or two Shemitahs, expanded it to pass then, and then decided that you don't even have to do it. The government will do it for you. Which is even a bigger leap of faith here, because the government doesn't own your land. And you never made the government a shliach. And if the Arab owned Eretz Yisrael, you'd be in bad shape. Right? So, this is a big problem. So then when you hear that every year more and more people are keeping Shemitah, is that less and less people are being seimach on that heter mechira. Shemitah didn't change. It's the, whoever decided, I don't know exactly who, decided that the heter mechira can still apply and apply across the whole country. I'm not here to count, but the consensus of Gedolei Yisrael is that's wrong. So they persuade people to do the halacha, which is keep Shemitah. As years move on, they're more successful in getting people to keep the halacha that existed beforehand. Yes?
I would point out, no, I do not use that. I would point out that within the bounds of my knowledge, people who came up that were not small people.
I said that.
Okay, they were not a bunch of reformers. Right?
One second. You didn't listen to what I said. I said the Gedolei Yisrael decided that they're allowed to sell the land during that Shemitah and a subsequent Shemitah, too.
I'm talking about Bismarck
Zewin. After that, it became most Gedolim after it, and less and less Gedolim were Matra as years went on.
There's no question that any of the big four do not allow veterans. On the other hand, I would point out that the government can come into your house whenever they want to or not. The government can take your property. The government can
Dr. Schwab, this is not the time and place about whether Din of the Machus applies in Eretz Yisrael. All those things are different than completely.
I do not use that.
Okay, so either do I. So, in fact, I bought land in Eretz Yisrael Shemitah, so I give him a kind of mitzvah Shemitah. I even had a thing saying that I'm a landowner. Shaluach Avadim. And by the way, I never sold it back, so I wonder if I still own it. Shaluach Avadim.
No.
I paid for it. It told me which piece of land I own. They kept Shemitah in that piece of land, so I got a mitzvah of keeping Shemitah to my land. But I wonder how it became the guy's back again after they had the Shemitah, because nobody ever contacted me whether I'm selling it back. So I don't know. Maybe the Mechira was written as a temporary Mechira. I have no idea. All I know is I got a star in the mail saying I own a piece of land that I saw, made me feel very good. I even put it in a frame, I think. Like, Shalula Gavadim. I don't even remember. Shalula Gavadim. I don't remember.
Where was it? What amount of land?
I have no idea. All I know is I paid $100 and some for it, or maybe even more, maybe $1,000. Maybe I might have paid even $1,000. I forgot already. What? $300. Whatever it was, I paid. So I see Dr. Harris also paid. Shalula Gavadim, Chaybis Agufi. In fact, the Gemara, the same thing about Shuluch Avadim. It's a Chaybis Agov. It's not a land-based mitzvah. The Gemara, Sankadai, the Chayok, Siv, across some door, Ba'aretz. It says when you free the Avadim, call freedom in the land. Ba'aretz, and B'chutz, La'aretz, Lai. Talmud, Lai, Me'yoy, Me'li, it's an extra pasik. Mikol, Malkam. Imke, Ma, Talmud, Lai, Me'ba'aretz. So why does it say Ba'aretz? Man, Shadroi, Na'ig, Ba'aretz. Na'ig, B'chutz, La'aretz. Ain't dry in Eretz Yisrael, ain't dry in Eretz Yisrael. When there's Yoivu in Eretz Yisrael, so then you free Avadim in Eretz Yisrael, you have to free them in Chutz La'aretz. Once there's no Yoivu, you don't have to free Avadim. Interestingly enough, we Paskin, you can't even buy an Eved Ivri once there's no Yoivu. So of course you don't have to free him. You can't even buy him. Rashi. Dr. Rashi?
I thought the problem was you can buy an Eved. Hey,
you cannot buy an Eved Ivri. You cannot buy him an Eved Ivri today. No, you cannot.
Isn't it more
that
let's bring that down somewhere?
Again, the Gemara says, ain't Eved Ivri Nayeg. It's not because he can't get out, because he can get out after 6 years. That's it. No Rashi. Everybody should have a wonderful Shabbos. Emet Hashem, I will be back next Friday morning. And Rabbi Kor will be doing Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. And I hope Emet Hashem that he should be finishing the Perek. We're good. We have a special magazine. Rabbi Kohn, Rabbi Hakayin HaGadol Mi'echav will be doing Sunday's year.
My kids are... Question first.